When the Pachyrhinosaurus bodies came to the bend in the river, the momentum of the water pushed their carcasses to the outer edge of the bend. There, their bodies became intertwined with each other and started a mass pileup. Once the floodwaters receded, the exposed bodies began to rot.
At the end of the Arctic Age, floods are becoming more common. The smell of the drowned carcasses will draw predators from miles around. Some predators can smell prey up to 5 miles away.
There are countless examples of modern animals that, when trying to cross a river, things can turn into sheer carnage. It happens with wildebeests, it happens with caribou. It happens time and time again. And each time it occurs, predators either cause it or show up very quickly to take advantage of it. The evidence at Pipestone Creek proves that these animals were killed in mass and then covered in mud in a bend in a river. And Albertosaurus were there to feast on the remains.
Albertosaurus and Pachyrhinosaurus eventually succumbed to extinction. The climate changes of the later Cretaceous period were the beginning of the end.
The reason why? It's probably environmental changes. It's a very tough mystery that we don't have the answer to. We know at the end of the Cretaceous period, when these two dinosaurs go extinct, something big occurs in the environment. Even as far north as Canada, environmental changes are having a pretty dramatic impact. I think these dinosaurs went extinct because they simply could not deal with the global environmental changes that were occurring at the end of the Cretaceous period.
Temperatures would continue to rise, causing dinosaurs to expend too much energy to maintain their tremendous bulk.
The real big question that we want to know about Pachyrhinosaurus is what's going on with that nose. Is there really a giant horn there, or was it just a lumpy mass? And if it's a lumpy mass, how was that mass structured? Were there ridges on it, lumps, crests? All we need is one really good specimen, and we'll know what the face of Pachyrhinosaurus really looked like.
Pachyrhinosaurus outnumbered predators by about 4 to 1, so fewer Albertosaurus have been found. Fewer than 40 individual Albertosaurus have ever been found, while hundreds of Pachyrhinosaurus have been uncovered.